Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly worthy is the Lamb. You're connected to the Maximum Radio Network. You've established a connection to global time with Jesus Christ. This program is a global prayer broadcast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Well, today is Wednesday, December the 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2013. I have the honor of being your host for the next 30 minutes or so. I'm Aubrey L. Gregory, and I can tell you today with confidence I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and I'm blessed. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. Our focus today is answered prayers or prayers answered. Either way, it's a desirable outcome for which I am sure you have expectations, and we all do. If you need a miracle, you want God to meet your need, do you know that He wants to do just that? Here's what He says as a promise in the Bible. He says, and this is the confidence that we have towards Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him. Let's take it from 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and that's the English translation of that. He also said in Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, he said, call to me, and I will answer you, and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Well, I can tell you, that's the kind of help that you and I need. And so we're here today gathered to hold God to His word, hold Him to His promises, and He has never failed, and He has never backed down from what He has said. He holds His word in high esteem, so we can be confident today. That's why we have confidence. in him and towards him. So welcome to you. Thank you for joining us. Our switchboard is really lit up, and we're so thankful for all of you and for God's grace that is upon you, that allowed you to wake up today. I just recalling, I heard something on yesterday, on last night, that I shared with my wife, caused my heart to leap. I was listening to a CNN program, you know, their news program, and the announcer said that he was announcing that what was going to follow right after a commercial. And here's what he said in reference to the family that was lost, so to speak, their vehicle had ran off the road and overturned, and God had really, really spared their lives. They were not injured or anything. The vehicle overturned, and they were out there in minus 20 degrees. That was in Nevada. Minus 20 degrees, and for many, many hours. And they came out unscathed, without frostbites or anything. Fortunately, they had food and water. I believe it was two children and two adults, their parents. But anyway, here's what he said. It caused my heart to leap. He says, after this commercial, we'll have with us the family that God, let me see if I can recall verbatim what he said. He said that we thank God for preserving them. And I was, it hit me for a moment, because usually you don't hear that coming on a broadcast, secular broadcast like that. Now on the 700 Club, Pat Robinson and associates, you might hear that. But on a regular broadcast, a secular broadcast, you don't. That this announcer attributed the safety and the well-being of these, of this family, to an act of God. I don't know. It just struck me as something very, very different. And I thank God for that. And I also will pray that God would preserve his job, because usually those secular broadcasts do not allow mentions of God in the favorable manner in which we heard it done on last night. I just wanted to share that anecdote with you to boost your confidence. God is at work, and there are people who are seeing and recognizing that, and we have prayed, and I'm sure many have, that our world would turn around and recognize his great name. Well, good morning to you. And we are getting praise reports from individuals of God answering prayers. And I would just ask if you would put your, we have your lines open so that you can be heard. And you're being heard whatever you do. So we would ask if you would, you're doing something that's producing any kind of noise, if you would just simply put your device on mute, you'll be able to hear us. And at the same time, at the same time, we'll be able to hear you. If you mute your device, there's a mute button. It would help us, because this is a global broadcast. You know, I just want to remind us of that. It's not simply a prayer line. This broadcast is going out across the globe. Think of that. So we are honored to be on, all of us. And so just put your device on mute, and you know, there'll be no extraneous noises that would disturb the listening of all of the people, and there are thousands of people that are listening, believe me. If not live with us, they come on later at some point, because the program is archived and is accessible 24/7 anywhere in the world by anyone who has internet access. That's something that God has done. I didn't do that. That's God. He produced that kind of technology and access for people who are far flung across the earth, and they're not able to join you and I right this moment live because they're not able to call in from where they are. They're in Timbuktu someplace. I'm getting calls from Algeria, because we use Skype as our communications device, and people are Skyping from all around the world, from Ghana, from various places, from Trinidad. So I share that with you to bring joy to your heart so that you would know that how God is using this facility, this program, Global Time with Jesus Christ. That's why it's called Global Time. When we named the broadcast, we didn't know that God would be doing it the way he's doing it, and we get statistics. Every single person that logs into our program, we know because it's a wired connection. So if somebody logs in from Australia, we get to know that they've logged in because every computer, every internet connection has an address. Just sharing with you a little bit of the technology. So it's not like a radio broadcast where you estimate how many people or do a guesstimate of how many people are listening in. This is different. Every single person that listens in leaves a track. They leave a trail. And so that we can trace. It's there. It pops up. Now, in your case, you're calling in. We know your telephone number because that shows up on our switchboard. So all of this is heavily wired, and by the grace of God, and we thank God for it, because it allows us to be effective. So when our program is on, when our program ends, we send out a tweet. Just hit a button, a Facebook, a Twitter. It just goes out there. And people are aware that there's a fresh broadcast on. Okay, so much for the technology. We're getting praise reports, and some of them are somewhat humorous. One person called me. They were without health insurance. And wanted to go to their physician and get refreshed with new prescriptions and so forth. However, they were required by their physician to get a physical before they get a new prescription. And they were unable to get the physical because of financial commitments and constrictions, so to speak. And they were on this broadcast a couple of days ago, and they same day they went to the doctor, believing that the doctor would give them a very difficult time. And so they went, and the total opposite occurred. They told the doctor what they wanted, and the doctor said, okay. So they went to the receptionist, the person who deals with them at the desk, so to speak, and the person told them what they owed for the visit, and this person said to them, well, I don't have any money right now. Can you bill me? And the receptionist responded, okay. So they were awed at the fact that normally they would have a difficult time. trying to get attention without any kind of money and without having complied. And on this occasion, this day that they were on the program and were prayerful about that activity, everything was okay. So the person called in and said, "Praise thee, the Lord." It was somewhat funny in the way they related the whole thing. But we're having also other prayer answered reports of God's goodness and greatness. I could not go through all of them in the time that we have, but I just wanted to let you know that God is true to his word. And he says, "Call to me and I will answer you and will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Your lines are open, and I thank you for keeping your end of it as quiet as possible in terms of any extraneous noises. Thank you so much. God bless you mightily. Okay, I hear a prayer request or a voice or a praise report coming in. Speak, please.
Yes, this is Tammy. How are you this morning? Bless our hope. Hello?
Oh, hi, Tammy. Good morning. God bless you on today. Thank you so much for being with us. What's up?
Yes. I just wanted to say, give a good prayer. I mean, I guess not a praise report. Say thank you. Thank you to God. Thank you for being such a blessing in my life. And I want to say I love him so much. And for me, he still is still for me. Constantly having and waiting patiently for answers that he has made, but it's not time to hear that. You know, he's just so good, and I just want to ask him to stay close to me and guide me through each day.
Amen. Okay. How is school?
School is great. I feel so good. I'm getting ready to get up after the time and get ready. It's great. It's good.
Amen. That's an answered prayer right there. If you, for those of you who are on with us that are able to recall, Tammy, one of her desires was to return to school. She's allowing God to rebuild her life. And we know that to be fact. My wife and I have been closely relating to Tammy, and we've seen Tammy's progress and her learning to walk in faith. So that's answered prayers, and we thank God. Now she's back in school after overcoming many, many obstacles. She is back in school. As she looks to that as an important component in her rebuilding effort to rebuild her life completely based on the promises of God and the Word of God, and that's what she's doing. And I have to tell you, she is very, I'm very encouraged. We that are observing her progress are really encouraged by her commitment to that. And we're seeing God do a work. And we already have seen the finished or images of the finished product. And so we're glorifying God already for what we have not yet seen manifested in the natural, but we know it's there in the supernatural, and God is at work behind the scenes. So thank you, Tammy, for that praise report. And of course, we're continuing to pray with you and for you. Let us go to prayer now. I want to just allow God's spirit to move upon us in this session. Father, we come to you and we call you Father because that's who you are, the Father that we have never known, because you are the standard. And we thank you, Lord, that you have adopted us. You have adopted us through the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work. It's a work that's already done, and we're just to believe and trust you that it is done concerning us. We've been purchased, ransomed and purchased with a price, and the price was the life of the Son and his blood being shed. So we have been redeemed off of the plantation of slavery to sin and to the adversary. We are now freed persons. And Father, we thank you today that you have done just that. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all our sins. You restored us. You are the God of our salvation. Will you not yourself revive us again, that we, your people, may rejoice in you? You have loved each one of us as a son or as a daughter, but we also stand before you as a people, your people. And as your people, we are ashamed to confess that we continue to return over and over to the very sins you have already washed away. We humbly seek your forgiveness once again, but yet we seek more than just another round of forgiveness. We want more than a clean slate. Do not merely restore us, but transform us by your powerful love. Sustain us with increasing love for you so that we may stand before you as a people in confident joy. We thank you today for hearing, just as you promise, that if we call to you, you will answer, and you will tell us great and hidden things that we have not known. You will show us what's behind the scenes. You will cause us not only to see, but to see through. So we thank you today for opening our eyes, for forgiving us, for cleansing us, for placing greater confidence in our hearts concerning who you are, that you will always answer anything we ask according to your will. You will hear us. So today we thank you for this time together. We thank you for each person that's live on this broadcast this morning. And we also thank you for each person that's going to stream this broadcast into their lives today or any time, that your word will go forth and not return void, according to your plan, according to your purposes, for the nations, for the earth, for us. In Jesus' name we pray. And I trust that you're able to say amen and amen with us. Once again, thank you for joining us and welcome. Your lines are open. And it's extremely quiet. I can thank you for that. Amen. It's really, really quiet. Thank you so much. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, we've just understood that he said call and he will answer. So why don't we just call on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of the nations, on behalf of the world, on behalf of someone that you know, on behalf of a family, on behalf of your neighborhood, your community, on behalf of your job. Oh, there's so many things that we can call to him for. And as I was listening last night, I was listening to some program last night as I relaxed, and I remember I can't remember the context, but it was kind of like a talk show format. And one of the things that they said about our society is that often we are afraid or we don't want to ask. We just don't want to. It's just part of the culture that we want to be self-sustaining. I think, in fact, the program had to do with hunger in the United States here, that about 80 million people are hungry every day, and it's not discussed. It's almost a hidden phenomena. And so they were discussing that, and one of the persons on the program commented that in our society, people don't like to ask. Well, that may be true, but when it comes to the people of God, we are encouraged to ask. See, it's a difference. It's the opposite. We are encouraged to ask. So there's no diminishing of who we are if we ask. Heaven does not look down upon us. Ask, he said. Ask. So as if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Where else you can have that kind of access? You can't go ask the president. Not that he won't hear you, but you don't have access. We don't. We can't ask him. You know, now if you have the privilege, the very rare privilege of him coming to you and says, what do you need? I'm here to help you. No, that's possible, but it's highly improbable. But on this day, this morning, we're told that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of him. Confidence. Well, ask. I hear someone wanting to ask. Heaven is waiting. Does anyone want to make a prayer request? Praise God. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I first would like to give a praise report.
Well, praise God. Thank you.
On yesterday morning, we prayed, Pastor, for the unemployed.
Yes.
And as you always encourage us to apply that to ourselves, anybody who we might know, any situation that might be going on with us. And so while you were praying, I applied that prayer, and I stood in the gap and believe for my daughter Natasha for a job. And on yesterday evening, she was called out to come out this morning at a place where she had gone and applied about 2 weeks ago. And so
yes,
they called her out to come out to work this morning. So
praise
I just wanted to
God.
Give God thanks that he is still on the throne and he does what he says. He said to ask, and he is a prayer and master, and he hears, and he answers prayer. And even though when I was so excited, and this morning waiting to come on the prayer line, and then I heard a voice saying, well, why don't you wait until you're sure she gets the job, you know? And then I said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. She
in
already
the
got the job. In the
name
of Jesus, she already got the job. So I give God thanks. And I give him praise. And also my prayer request earlier in the day yesterday, I was also pondering, you know, about a prayer request. And a prayer request that I have this morning is for my prayer assembly, the North Gospel Tabernacle. I
praise
pray
God.
For all of the help, whatever aspect of help that we need, that all of our needs are met, even for our future goal, a vision of the church, I pray that all is well in the name of Jesus. We're praying for specific things, and we know that God is a specific God, and He wants us to pray specifically. So we believe in God this morning that we will even get there's a piece of land that I'm actually thinking about specifically that's right to the side and to the back of our church. We would love to have that as our car park.
Praise God.
That's exactly what was on my mind yesterday when I began to think and believe God to pray for this morning. So we'd like to lift that up in prayer.
Amen. Thank you for the praise report and the prayer request. And your praise report lines up with what exactly we are endeavoring to do every time we assemble as we are on this day. That's precisely what we want. We're looking to God. He has promised to answer. We are believing Him, believing His word to the nth degree. And here is the dynamic. If you know of someone, if you don't have to be a close buddy, a close friend, you don't even have to be blood relationship to them, but if you know that establishes a supernatural connection, a lot of times we, because of this dichotomy of the natural and the supernatural, and often we don't understand the supernatural. If I know of a situation and I intercede on behalf, if I know of that situation, I have the ability to intercede on behalf of that situation because in the supernatural there is a connection. As we heard, this young lady was called and is required to appear at an employer where she placed an application for employment. We prayed for employment on yesterday. Okay, what happened? We didn't necessarily know this specific situation, but God is behind. God wants us to ask. So today, she has a job. She has a job. Not if she's going to have the job. No, she has a job. Because out of every other person that may have applied for that same position, God made the connection or strengthened the connection that we initiated in prayer. That's why it's important that we have prayer requests. We're not to think selfishly, well, okay, God, everything is okay with me. I have nothing to pray about or request of the Lord. You know, praise God, all my prayers are answered. And this is bigger than that. God is calling for a people that will ask. Out of a society where asking is frowned upon. Do you see the change of heart that Paul prayed about, that our minds would be renewed? Let us now go to the Lord in prayer. We thank God for who He is and the access that we have. Father, we thank You today. This access that we have is mind-boggling to us, and we may not even fully understand it, but You're teaching us through Your patience. You're teaching us how to pray. You're absolutely teaching us how to pray. We thank You for answering prayers for employment. And I'm sure there are others who are experiencing answered prayer that we don't even know of. But that's okay. It brings You glory. It brings You praise. It causes Your name to show up magnificently for those that need it. So we thank You right now, and we bless Your most holy name. We thank You so much for answering prayers, and we know that you're not simply done. Your love shines forth and comes towards us, meeting our needs, drawing us closer to you. That's your plan, that's your purpose, that we would come close. You're not just a giver, but you're a lover of our souls. So we thank you for all that you've done and what we're able to praise and thank you for today, and also request of you. We thank you and we bless your name today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for answering the prayers today. We thank you for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Assembly, its mission, its vision. You know all of the needs in detail, and all our needs are met by Christ Jesus according to your riches in glory. All our needs in the name of Jesus. All of our needs, our needs for resources, our needs for people resources, our needs financially, our needs property-wise, all of our needs are met. We agree today.
Yes, Lord.
Because that's according to your will. We're sure and we're confident. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, we're coming to the end of our broadcast today. And it would be what it is if you were not present. But we are thanking God for this. That this is his work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, let's the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Peace.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you, Pastor Sister Liz. Every member of the North Gospel Tabernacle.
God bless you. Thank you. Amen. God bless you. Love you. The love of
God. The love of God.
Mm-hmm.